Judges, chapter 10. And after Abimelech, there arose to save Israel Tola the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shamir in the hill country of Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years, and died, and was buried in Shamir, and after him arose Jair, the Gileadite, and he judged Israel 22 years. And he had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkey colts, and they had 30 cities, which are called Havoth Jair to this day, which are in the land of Gilead. And Jair died, and was buried in Kamon, and the sons of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and served the Baalim, and the Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Sidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the sons of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook Yahweh, and didn't serve him. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the sons of Ammon. And they vexed and oppressed the sons of Israel that year, 18 years they oppressed all the sons of Israel who were beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. And the sons of Ammon passed over the Jordan to fight also against Judah, and against Benjamin, and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was very distressed. And the sons of Israel cried to Yahweh, saying, We have sinned against you, even because we have forsaken our God, and have served the Baalim. And Yahweh said to the sons of Israel, Did not I save you from the Egyptians, and from the Amorites, from the sons of Ammon, and from the Philistines? The Sidonians also, and the Amalekites, and the Maonites, had oppressed you, and you cried to me, and I saved you out of their hand. Yet you have forsaken me, and served other gods, therefore I will save you no more. Go and cry to the gods which you have chosen, let them save you in the time of your distress. And the sons of Israel said to Yahweh, We have sinned, you do to us whatever seems good to you, only deliver us, we pray you, this day. And they put away the foreign gods from among them, and served Yahweh, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the sons of Ammon had gathered together, and encamped in Gilead. And the sons of Israel had assembled themselves together, and encamped in Mizpah. And the people, the princes of Gilead, said one to another, What man is he who will begin to fight against the sons of Ammon? He will be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead.